Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we got two special guests with us today.
Cassandra Cummings.
And Mashonda Tafrere.
All right. Well, first of all, I was just in Vegas with Cassandra. We were doing the Stocks and Stilettos event that you had out there. It was just all about money and women and finances. I enjoyed that so much. I had a good time.
Yeah. I'm glad you had fun.
Because not only was it in Vegas, I mean, you know.
Right.
But I did. I'm going to say this. I met a lot of amazing women that weekend. There were some women that like I only spoke to on social media that I've never met in person. Like Devon, she owns the hotels. Young Black woman. She's 35 years old.
Wow. Right.
And she owns all these hotels. Stuff like that is so inspiring to me. And so, you know, we were hanging out. Angel investors, all kinds of different women. Now, Mashonda and I have been friends forever. And I actually have been posting like a lot of the artwork that I've been getting. It's Mashonda that always puts me up on everything. So yeah. She'll send me like text messages and be like, tell me if you like any of these, check this out. Or she'll be like, look, this woman is an artist. She's from Brooklyn. She's young, but she really wants another Black woman from Brooklyn. And I think this would be perfect for you. Mm-hmm. And so she always kind of knows what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely. Angela is like an up and coming serious collector. So I love that for her.
Yeah.
Because you know where to put your money. You've always known where to put your money, so.
I don't know if I've always known that, and we're going to talk about that today.
For a while.
So I want to talk to you, Mashonda, about how you even got into that in the first place, because we were first introduced to you as a recording artist, right? And then, obviously, we know the whole story. You and Swizz ended up getting married, having a kid, getting divorced. It was a very public situation, but now I feel like you're very at peace.
Definitely. Peace was the goal.
Yeah, and then Cassandra, what's your situation? Because I met your daughter while we were in Vegas.
I'm single, honey.
Okay.
I'm single, ready to mingle.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. She ain't hesitate. You ain't hesitate on that one bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 50, so you know, I'm good.
All right. So what was your situation?
I've never been married. Mm-hmm. One baby daddy. Okay. And you know, I've always sort of been in finances. I got a degree in accounting. So I just kind of been moving in the whole finance world for a long time. So my situation as far as like my relationships, I just have friends.
Well, let me ask you ladies this. And congrats to Gigi. She just sold a house.
Congratulations.
Yes,
yay.
Thank you.
That's so dope. I love that we're all having this conversation right now. Do you feel like once your finances are more together that you can make better decisions when it comes to relationships? Or do you feel like you can just be more liberated and date whoever you want?
When you have money and you have independence and financial stability, it definitely creates a barrier for bullshit. You know, you date differently, you interact differently. And I think a lot of men sometimes find that intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time. But I think for women that are doing their thing and they have careers and they're making money, you just don't have time for all the bullshit. honestly.
I don't know if they find it intimidating. I think they just don't know what to do with that. Like, it's something new for them. They haven't been programmed to really deal with, fuck with women that have money like that. Mm-hmm. And Black women are really, like, making strides. We're, like, the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a lot of Black women out here that's got, like,
real money.
And dudes don't know what to do with that.
How do you then, like, protect your money when it comes to being in a relationship? Like, would you date a guy that doesn't have as much as you do? And then when it comes to, like, paying bills or going out to eat and things like that, buying gifts, like, how do you treat money in that situation when you're financially stable or financially thriving?
Right. It's difficult. It is difficult because I don't like to put quality of a person on how much money they have. And I'm more so for having a good time with somebody that I really enjoy rather than being around an asshole that has a lot of money, you know? Mm-hmm. So I do find myself once in a while in situations where I'm with someone that isn't as financially stable, but I love being with them. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind, you know, taking care of the bill once in a while or... It's all good.
Like, what if you're like, I want to go to Cabo. I know he ain't got it. Are you going to
Have you ever taken somebody on a vacation?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Okay. No, because some women won't do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Some people have an issue with, you know, paying for things. Some people don't even, I know women who won't even pay for themselves. Like, they'll be like.
That's problematic. Yeah,
he got to pay for me too.
That's very problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I've had guys tell me that. You shouldn't be paying for yourself. Like, I've had guys tell me, like, I would not allow a woman to buy her own flight, to pay for the room, to do those things, to pay for dinner. Yeah. Like, I've had guys say that.
100%. I've had guys, like, make it a point to send me money every week. And it was to
that.
Yeah, it was to and it's to the point where, like, I'm feeling like, is this transactional? Like, why does this person feel the need to do that? But I feel like some men, especially older men, we're raised with that, you know, and it's a, it's a quality, but it can be a disadvantage. I don't want my son to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I don't want him doing that, and I don't feel comfortable always taking. So I make sure that I give as well.
Okay, you know? That's fair. And you know what else? So you have access to. I can imagine like the type of gifts that you can give someone because a gift from Ashonda, she's like a very thoughtful person. Like, give me an example of a gift that you've given someone.
I think for some reason, whenever I give someone art or coffee table books, like I've given guys like really beautiful coffee table books on topics that they love, may it be cars or wine or watches.
See, thoughtful.
And they love that.
That's a very thoughtful gift. Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. Something they can have forever and ever.
All right, what about you, Cassandra? Are you chewing gum?
Ooh. No.
Did you swallow it just now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. What about you when it comes to like giving gifts to a man?
I mean, I have given thoughtful gifts. I like to do, because I have a teaching background, so I do a lot of arts and crafts. So I like to make really pretty baskets and throw like cologne and little whatnots in the basket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's thoughtful.
Yeah,
that's always a good gift.
Yeah.
And Moneybags Gigi.
Moneybags.
Oh, man. I'm going to happily say I'm the brokest person on the couch right now, okay?
And you I just sold the house, girl.
I know. Okay. I did, but I still ain't got the money that y'all
got.
We working on it, though. We getting it.
Listen, we're financially good, thriving. But honestly, this is why... This is good though, Gigi, because, you know, I always encourage, like, for you and Stephanie and Laura, like, let's get these finances together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think that you have to be rich to get your finances together. You do not have to do that. Mm-mm. You can actually get there if you have a plan.
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as far as gift giving, I am definitely a giver. I'm a caretaker. I'm all for the thoughtful gifts. And I'm also, the Gemini in me is I'm also here for the wild gifts. So if I really have that kind of love and respect for you, I might go a little further than you would think, you know, for the wild factor.
Right.
But it's always in a thoughtful way. I do think that I put a lot of thought into gifts that I give, not just of a romantic counterpart, but my friends as well. So,
I give girlfriends gifts.
Yeah, which I love. I'm not that great at that.
No. I gotta get better. No. Because wow. I feel like I might like on a whim buy something if I just happen to see it. Mm-hmm. But I always am like, I gotta make sure I get something nice for this person. Like, I'll think about it, but then I get so like, just, I gotta get better at it.
But you do so much for everybody you around do. You all the time yeah. that that doesn't go unnoticed within right. itself. So I don't think that you like going out and doing things is or not. You know,
I just think it's nice when people do that for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes that's a really nice thing. Yeah. Now, when it comes to dating guys, being Cassandra, that you're almost 50 and you're single, would you date a younger guy?
Oh, absolutely.
How young do you go?
They have to be older than my daughter.
So same. I was, you know what?
They how old is your daughter? She's 26.
Same. Okay. My daughter so turns 26 tomorrow.
Okay. So they have
and
to be older.
27. They
and
have to
right
be 27.
Now, right now, I bartend at a strip club in Atlanta called Club Rain. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the young guys, like I'm probably the oldest bartender, server, you know, they're all like in their 20s. Mm-hmm. But I fit right in with them. Right. So when the guys are coming in and they like interested and they're like, put my number in, I'm like, no. For one, I have a boyfriend. For two, you're 12.
Right.
And then, like, I mean, I understand you're a little older than me, but you ain't that much older than me. And I'd be like, I'm probably old enough to be your mother.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, again, she was 25. She'll be 26 tomorrow. And I just can't see it. I have nieces that same age, a handful of them. Mm-hmm. I just can't see it that I can be dealing with, sleeping with, or, you know, romantically involved with a man that could possibly be dating my kid or my niece that right. I treat like my kid. Like, that's just weird.
They'd be
to
like
me.
Hanging out with your daughter's
I'm
friends.
I'm waiting for the day that I feel like, once I get a little older, maybe I might get over that. But right now I'm in a space where, for one, again, I'm in a relationship. But if I was going to be dating, I can't see myself dating a 20 something. Like,
yeah. What about just having sex?
Same.
Okay, I'm just asking.
No, that's even worse. Like, I don't want to. That is weird. Like, I could have pushed you out this pussy. How am I letting you inside? Like, no. That's just weird to me. I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth.
I mean, I'm at the age where I could be with the son,
or
the daddy,
or the uncle.
Exactly.
Or the grandpa. Okay.
Exactly.
You can go through a couple different generations.
Exactly.
It's wild.
So I got options. I got options.
I know that boy's trying to holler at you, Rashonda.
It's wild. And like, I'm talking like 26. But you know what? It's always awkward for me to like engage. Because once again, my little brother's 29.
See?
And I raised him. So it's like, what are we going
to
do? But I can. But I will tell you, these new 30-year-olds are super mature.
They different.
So
they
different.
The conversation
like,
is different.
That you're going.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It has to be about his maturity level, mm-hmm. I think. You know, I'm not trying to be somebody's sugar mama. Mm-hmm,
right.
But, you know, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
You're here for a Winston Stella.
Well, let me ask you this. How were you raised?
As far as...
You're from Oakland, right?
Yeah, I'm from Oakland.
All right. So what about, like, your relationship with your dad, with your mom? Like, how was that?
So my dad's no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he had a lot of women. So I got to see how a polyamorous relationship
oh, wow.
went down. Mm. My mom, you know, she dated guys, you know, and so forth. Very tumultuous relationship. So I saw mm-hmm. a lot of toxicity and stuff in both sides, mom and dad. But, you know, my dad definitely was a polyamorous type of dude.
How did that make you approach relationships?
You know, I saw a lot of strange for change. And so I was saying to myself, I never wanted to be in that situation when I got older.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was really important for me to have my own money. Because, you know, women were really compromising their values to be with this guy.
Like, what do you, like, give us an example.
I mean, I don't really have, like, specific examples, but you know, they would be talked to crazy, they would be
disrespected,
you know, and so that wasn't something that I wanted to sign up for,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, mm-hmm. so that's kind of like what I came up with. You know, he treated them well on in other aspects, you know, and I guess, you know,
financially,
yeah, you know, he provided for them. My dad bought like his three women, he bought them all a house.
Oh,
they
wow.
all had a house that they lived in. Mm-hmm. And so that was something different. So it's like, if you're going to be polyamorous, you got to take it to the next level. You just can't be like sleeping
you
with a bunch
a poly
of
provider.
A poly okay. provider. There you go. So, yeah.
That's interesting, though, because you're like, I never wanted to be in that position where somebody would talk to me crazy.
Right.
Because you never want to feel like financially.
Like dependent.
Yeah, yeah, dependent on anyone. Because women will put up with a lot.
They will. Mm-hmm.
If they feel like, man, I need this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. that's how we maneuvered, you know, back then. So I just said, that's not something I want to be a part of when I got older. Yeah.
What about you, Mashonda? What did you see?
I mean, my mother always told me, make sure you have your own money. Make sure you have your own stash, your own account. I remember every Friday, my father would give her an allowance because she was a stay-at-home mom for a while. And she was in school. And he would leave, like, I think it was like $200 on the kitchen counter. And with that money, she was to take us to dinner on Friday night, buy us whatever we needed, grocery shop. And that was like her, you know, her little allowance. And she was, she told me from a really young age, just make sure that you have your own money. Make sure you work. And no matter what situation you're in, you have your money saved. So that stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And then I grew up with my grandmother, who also raised me most of my life. And she never had a man. This woman worked, and she worked, and she took care of the whole family. So in my head, I was like, you don't need a man to take care of you. Like, I'm watching these women navigate life, taking care of themselves and their children and their grandchildren. So that kind of stuck with me.
Is it hard for you to allow someone to take care of you?
No. Not at all. Because I'm going to take care of you, too. Okay. So I know it's an even trade-off.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, let me ask you this, since you talked about work and taking care of yourself, you were in the music business and now you're back, right? You had this EP coming out, Complicated.
So the next single is called Complicated and the EP is called Note to Self.
Note to Self.
Yeah, thank you.
And so you directed the video.
I did.
For Complicated.
I did.
I saw the clip. I like it.
Thank you.
And thanks. I was noticing the artwork in the background.
I made sure to infuse it with some art. Yes. And
So what made you decide to start doing music? I know you've done things here and there, but now this is like a real project. Yeah. October 28th?
Yes.
October 28th, that's coming out, Note to Self. So what made you say, okay, I'm going to dive back in for real?
So, you know, music has always been my love. I started professionally when I was 18 years old. And that was my first real check. getting $50,000 from Warner Chappell to write songs. Mm-hmm. So I knew I was going to like make it.
That's a
my
nice
career.
Check at 18.
And,
you
know, yeah, living in Harlem, like in the hood, and I got this check and I moved out and started doing my own thing. But I had put music on the side for a really long time after my son was born and after I went through my divorce, because I just felt like I was no longer invited in the industry because of, you know, who was who and mm-hmm. how everything played out. So it took for me to like hear my son saying, "Ma, why are you not doing music anymore? What's the reason?" Like, he kept pressing me about it. And he came in my room one day, late November last year, and he was like, "You're viral on TikTok." And I was like, "What does that mean? You know, like what does that
what's
even
here?"
Right? So he sent me a link. And it was a record that I did in 2003, a freestyle on a Busta Rhymes song called, and I called it Honey, I See You. And it was like worldwide, millions and millions and millions of interactions. Yeah. And I was like, maybe this is a sign, you know, maybe like I just need to do what I love again. And I also love that the industry now, you don't need anyone's permission.
Right.
You don't need a label. You don't have to do the whole play that we had to do back in the day. Mm-hmm. There's less politics. You know, an artist can create something and put it out, and if people like it, they like it. Mm-hmm. And so that gave me a freedom that I needed. And I got back in and created this project. And
do you really think you were in your own head when you felt like you weren't invited, like in the industry? Because I do feel like people still would have, if you would have just kept going.
Nah. There were some people that felt like they had to choose sides, 100%. And they were vocal about it, you know? So it just made me feel really small. And it kind of just shrunk me, you know, to the point where I was like, I guess this is it, you know? And that was heartbreaking because I feel like as creatives, we feel like we're dying when we're not creating, you know, like we're being pushed down. So to be able to like reinvent myself and create this new body of work, super liberating. I'm proud of myself for pushing through. And I'm gonna just tell all women, no matter what you feel is holding you back, it's really not. It's usually just yourself. So
that's amazing.
Push through.
Good for you. That's good how I was like, you. I wanna make sure Mashonda comes up here.
Thank
cause
you.
In some way, somehow, I've always been like very supportive of everything.
Yeah.
You know, that
day one.
That Mashonda does.
You've
I mean
definitely mentioned a few times that Mashonda was gonna be coming soon.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, even the book, like I sat down, she has her book out and it's about the blended family. And I just feel like, now tell us your situation because, you know, you're single, but you have your daughter. What happened in that relationship?
You know, my daughter, her dad, he went on to remarry. He married and so forth. So, you know, she's a part of his blended family. But the good thing about her, she's firstborn. So she takes on a different position, I want to say. Same with me. I was first born.
Okay.
So I don't really know any other. You know.
How were you when he moved on and got like with the other woman? Were you one of them?
I was. I was one of them.
I like the honesty because you were a lot younger.
Yeah.
So
I was 23.
What was that like?
I was 23 when I had her. And I fought for him. I fought hard for him and I lost. And I just had to, you know, charge it to the game. Move on. And, you know, I was happy to see that the wife and her, they have a really good relationship.
Okay.
So it had to, I had to come to terms with, you know, now there's more people that love her. Right. So that's how I basically was able to overcome it because, you know, I didn't want to be selfish in that sense that, you know, there's now more people that really love her and get to experience her. But yeah, you know, he's a cool dude. He's still cool. He's still a friend of mine.
It just took a little while to get to that place back then.
I mean, it took maybe like, you know, 5-10 years.
It took me moving.
It does take a while to work that person out of your system. You have a whole kid, a whole human with this person.
Right.
So it's not like you can turn it on, turn it off. And so it took a minute and it took me moving away. Like I had to move from LA to like really get over. Cause you kind of almost have an addiction to this person.
Right.
Cause you spend so much time with them. And then all of a sudden this person chews differently.
Was he still coming back to you during that time in the beginning?
Yes.
See, that's where it gets sticky. Mm-hmm.
Real yeah. sticky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like, if he would have just...
Yeah, right.
Boy,
sticky all that part. That part.
Sticky icky.
And that is true, what you just said about realizing now my child has more people to love her. And for you, Mashonda, I remember in your book, you tell the story about how you had to have that sit down conversation mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you realize my son is going to be around.
Yeah.
You know, Alicia, and I am going to have to make sure that we know each other and we can communicate.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, that's who it's about at the end of the day. It's the kids.
How are you about yeah. dating men with kids?
Oh, I don't mind.
Okay.
I would prefer older kids, though.
Yeah. Not a newborn.
Yeah. Not no newborn.
I don't date men with kids.
I wanted to,
you don't? All,
I wanted to comment on what you just said, Mashonda, about it's about the kids.
Yeah.
Because I'm a child of that environment. Angela mm-hmm. knows my father was married and my mother had me, and 16 days later, his other girlfriend had a daughter. So I have a sister who's 16 days younger than me.
So Irish.
Neither
twins.
One of us is from his wife. And wow. so my father has three sets of children. His wife's children, me, I don't have a same sibling, same parent sibling. It's mm-hmm. just me right. as an only child between my mother and father. And then, so there's three with the wife, three with the other girlfriend, and me in the middle. I didn't have a childhood with the other girlfriend's children. Mm-hmm. I didn't really even get to know them as family until we were old enough to make those connections ourselves. And it's because my mother and their mother just could never
get along
to work it out. Right. Meanwhile, my mother and his wife became like best friends. And I had an amazing relationship with her, still do, mm-hmm. my daughter and that side of my family. But it, in hindsight, as an adult, you know, looking back on my childhood, I really wish that my mother and their mother were able to work things out, because I feel like we could have had such a better connection if we had a childhood together. So I commend you
for
putting the kids forward and making sure that you were able to have that blend, because at the end of the day, the children are affected. I'm 43 years old and I'm still affected
absolutely.
By the fact that I wasn't able to have a childhood with my
yeah,
with
my dad
siblings.
Had five absolutely. Girls by five different women.
Ooh, he was whacking.
You can't, you know, he was a baby
all
maker.
All women.
He was
right.
a baby maker.
So it's a lot of people involved, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So how do you create family mm-hmm. around a situation like that? You got five different women, five different families, five girls. You know, it's hard. That's a different level of blended family, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you get along with all your sisters?
I used to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the oldest, so I felt like in some regard, I was sort of like the one that needed to take on the leadership role mm-hmm. and keep us together. Mm-hmm. And so, because my dad was really all about community.
Right.
And so that was kind of passed down to me. So I felt like, you know, it was really my responsibility to keep my sisters together. Mind you, I got sisters on my mom's side too. My mom had another daughter by another dude. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm like at the top of the whole little pyramid. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel
how many
like
people be hitting you up for money all the time?
Well, that's a different conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's how, because you are, you know, a financial expert.
Yeah.
And so the assumption is
that she got the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she does have the money. Right. I yeah. and how do you handle that, though? Because, you know, with family, that's one of the hardest things, where family is coming to you. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, I pick and choose. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be a worthy situation. My thing is, like, I want to give you money that I feel like you can use to better your situation, but it's not to get you out of necessarily a bad situation, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to give you money to just, like, put a Band-Aid on it.
Right.
Because more than likely, you're going to need a Band-Aid, another Band-Aid.
Right.
Right. But if I give you money to go and get, like, a certificate or go mm-hmm. and do, like, you know, schooling, mm-hmm. that's going to pay you back.
I'm going to teach you how to fish instead
right,
of feeding
I'm gonna
you a plate.
Right, I'm going to teach you how to fish right. with this money. I'm not going to just, you know, get you out of a bad situation necessarily.
All right, let me ask all the ladies in the room this question. What's more satisfying, great sex or a great check? I don't know what I want to answer. Gigi.
Well, good check. Good check.
I'm going to take the check over the set.
Oh, damn.
Because I've given myself some amazing orgasms. I'm just hard. I'm going to just say that.
All them demons.
This is succubus, right? Shout out to Spice. Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to take the great check over the great
and
set.
Finger yourself. And, okay.
And there we go. You know, I got a drawer full of toys thanks to lip service. So
what about you, Michelle? A great sex or a great check? Man,
damn.
And I mean like all weekend great sex.
Or a really great check.
Or a great check. A weekend of amazing sex. Mind-blowing.
I think the check.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think the check.
You're such a romantic. I thought you was going to say.
I am, but I think the check.
We don't need y'all. No, I'm playing.
I mean,
Why is that?
Because I do, I you know, listen, sex is great. Great sex is great, but you could do a lot more with a great check, you know? And I do feel like you said, like when it comes down to getting it done, I, you know, I'm pretty spot on every time.
Okay, you know what it takes.
No misses. No misses. No misses.
I know, I'm going to come every time.
Right.
I already know what Cassandra's picking.
Yes, right. Thank you for my check.
Amen. Amen.
A good check will get me wet. So, yes.
Like, look.
I can wipe.
I can buy a good sex.
Shut up. You can get your sex.
I mean, if and I you know to. Your answer too, so I don't even know why you're playing. Exactly. Come on.
Check a sex. Right. I honestly did think Mashonda was going to say, you know.
Really?
I don't know why, because I feel like.
I think people just have me like. I think people have created this
romantic. I think it's how you talk too.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's like
yeah, all sultry. You know?
Yeah, very sultry.
It's just sultry.
Yes.
Thank you for my check.
Very breathy.
Just say
just
that.
Calm.
Thank you for my check.
That's just natural though. It has nothing to do.
And that's the point. With, that's just you.
Yeah.
That's Mashonda.
Everybody in here, you think every guy probably would choose a check too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
You guys all would choose. Everybody say yeah. And he's married, yeah. So that's a shame.
Dudes are definitely taking the check.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When do you think, like, you hit your peak as far as how good you are in bed? You think you get better as you get older or you get lazier?
Nah, you get better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
You get better.
Practice makes perfect.
I think I realized how powerful it was when I was 36.
That's a very specific time. Very Something specific. Happened at 36. Right.
I was like, whoa. And then...
What happened though at 36?
I don't know. I had somebody tell me, they said, you're so connected to your pussy.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, connected. Huh?
You be
I'm
knowing.
Connected to my pussy. Like, and they were like, yeah. And that kind of put things in perspective for me.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Because I feel like when you're younger and you're having sex, you're just kind of having sex.
Right. Yeah. You don't know what you're
doing.
You know?
It's more experimentation, trying to figure out what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And as speaking for myself, I know that I wasn't having sex with a real purpose of pleasure in the beginning, in my younger years.
Mm.
It was kind of like, not because I had to, because I definitely wanted to, but I didn't really know what I was doing or right. what I was right. getting out of it besides, you know, sometimes I'm going to come and sometimes I'm not.
Right.
But as I got older, I definitely learned how to control my body. And I feel like for sure...
That's what it is, mm-hmm. knowing how to control your body and learn manipulate yourself. The energy that's happening.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you was doing some type of kung fu grip or something like that.
Right, somebody said that.
It's not just physical, it's energetic. Right. It's really, it has a lot to do with the energy, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
are crazy.
She out there snatching souls with her.
Way back.
Kegels. Well, when did you have your first orgasm?
Oh my God, that's really private. I'm not saying that out loud.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to do that.
Uh-oh.
It definitely wasn't later in my life.
Okay, was it, yeah. You knew what you was doing. Do you remember? Were you shocked when it happened?
Completely remember. I did it for myself.
That's okay. What I was going to ask.
Yeah, it wasn't through intercourse.
What about through intercourse? Was that easy to do? Because
yeah,
say once
because
you know
I had already known my body. So I feel like once you know your body, it's easier to do it in any situation.
Yeah. Oh my God! What? Why are you looking at that?
For some reason, it is a very embarrassing question,
it
right?
Is it really?
It's private. It's private.
To think about your first orgasm?
To share that.
You know, it's funny because we've had some artists on here. I think it was Ruby Rose. Or we've had women on here who said that
they never
orgasm.
I feel bad.
You said I feel bad. But yeah, I think it is. Out. But I think that, you know, part of it is for women who may not have had that experience to understand how.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can... You know, and sometimes it's not that easy, but it is like a good conversation to have because there's women who are listening that would be embarrassed, like you said, to like admit that they've never had one, that they've been faking it.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
All of you, have you ever had one in your sleep?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had a dream and then been like, oh, I think that's really fun.
Woken up by that.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
Like,
I like that because I'm lazy.
It's so good.
It was very intense.
It's so intense.
It was very
like,
intense.
Whoa.
And you better want to go right back to sleep.
Right.
Not
take
time
back
to get
to that
up.
Dream.
There's nothing like having an orgasm and going back to sleep, but having one in your sleep, Cassandra, what? Your last name is coming, so don't play with us. We know. Look. Look.
Like your body be hot, you be sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just an indescribable feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that for women who have not ever had an orgasm, like that should be a goal of yours.
Right.
You should definitely 100%. Treat yourself. You should definitely try to get to that point with intention.
We also have a guy that can do it for you.
There are people out there that
I know. He's been on here before. Yeah, we actually had somebody squirt in this very room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such an interesting day here at the.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Make sure you check out our Sir Marvelous.
Yeah. Sir Marvelous. And
I'm not going to lie.
Marvelous. Siphon the unicorn.
Because imagine if you never had an orgasm. You think it would be worthwhile? I think so, right? To pay for somebody that can show you how to do it.
Just and it's, and it's non-sexual. No, no, no. There's no,
no, because he didn't have sex.
He just used his hands and some toys. And and we just watched him
worth it.
Bring this woman to she squirted.
It's definitely worth it. Do that. Invest.
Invest in yourself.
Invest.
Right, invest it. That's a whole self-care. Other level.
Yeah. I don't know how I would feel after that, though. Like, I would be so, like, because you know how, like, you masturbate and sometimes you feel like, oh, my God, like, or watching porn and you're like, oh, that was so gross. Like,
I don't feel like that.
No.
I do sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because
I don't know what you're, so what are you watching?
You know I be watching that nasty, nasty, nasty.
Okay, that's
shit.
That's why, because you be watching some different shit.
Yeah, I be watching some other shit. But sometimes I do have those feelings like, oh, my God, I should not have done that. Or, oh, my God, I should not have masturbated all those hours. Okay.
Hours.
Hours? Time.
Hours and hours.
Yeah. Not hours and hours, time. But you
sometimes
know,
I switch
throughout
you
the whole movie. You know, switch the toy, change it up.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, you really made love to yourself.
Listen now. Ain't nobody gonna do me like me. Is what I learned over the.
That's
last,
a different whole take on soft life.
Couple
right
of years.
There.
Now, Mashonda, note to self: tell us some of the themes that we'll be seeing on this EP. So
Complicated, which is the next single, it's about that. It's about the love, roller coaster love, you know, which is something I feel like we all experience, the up and downs. There is a love interest in the video.
Mm-hmm. We saw.
So there's some interaction there. And, you know, it's just about trying to find that balance in a relationship that is so passionate, but also has, you know, really dramatic scenes play out also. Mm-hmm. So for this EP, I've written five songs that represent five different relationships that I've been in over the past 14, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Forbidden Fruit is about that really good intercourse and romance and just being with somebody that takes you to that place.
Why forbidden?
It's just a play on the word, okay. You know, like taboo-ish kind of, you know. And then there's Positive Distraction that just came out.
We heard that.
Yeah, that is like, you know, connecting with somebody that makes you forget about the past.
Mm. Healing.
That nice. That person that offers nurturing and healing and like really gives you a new perspective on love and lovemaking. So.
And there's a sample on that. Is it a sample? Or
yeah.
Like a,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do they call it an inter? I don't know. You know, I don't know the lingo.
So it's a sting. Sting's, it's the his melody, but it's actually me singing it over and we distorted it and everything.
And I like that. Yeah. It's very creative. I was listening to that and I was like, this is the artist in Mashonda.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because everything, I feel like it was very, I did picture like, I always connect you to artwork, so I can't help that. But with that, I was like, oh, this is really different.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
That's what I was going for. I knew I wanted to use the sample, but I wanted to make it my own. Mm-hmm. So I rewrote it, sang it differently, and then we just distorted it down a bit.
I think of a positive distraction, like as I'm trying to forget about something else that's going on.
Yeah.
And this might not be the person I'm gonna be with, but
exactly.
It's a good person.
Exactly.
Right.
Like that good
and
time.
We come into that positive all the time, I feel like. So
what's the reason that somebody would be just a distraction and not the person? You know how sometimes, like, it could be somebody that's a good guy. You really enjoy spending time with him, but he's not it.
For
he's
me,
not.
I feel like if they don't check all the boxes.
I was just about to say checking the boxes.
Yeah. Like, if you don't.
But who checks all the boxes?
Not every single one, but if you leave too many of them empty,
yeah,
then you're here for a good time, but not a long time.
Right. And I feel like the positive distraction checks a very important box. Mm-hmm. So you're able to see past.
It's almost like
that soul snatching box.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a form of escapism, right? It's also to help with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that person that really kind of just eases your soul.
Yep.
That person. But they're not, like you said, They ain't hitting on all those other things. Yeah,
but what are the boxes? What boxes do y'all have that are important?
You go first.
No, I'm going to let you take it.
The love languages, right? Yeah. That would be a good, if we had to make a, I don't know, like a game board of what these boxes would be. I think that the love languages would be good.
That's a good one.
For everybody to be able to have some type of connection with these answers, right?
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
Y'all just don't hit the box. Why y'all tell us y'all about
The love languages and hitting the box. The soul snatching box. Okay.
Soul snatching. Could you be okay with having a great connection with somebody, but just not a great sexual connection? Like everything else is good. Like you guys have a great time together. He's smart. You know, he's ambitious. He's fun. He likes to cuddle, but the sex just isn't great.
I just had a situation like that.
Had. Keyword.
Oh,
had.
Shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. What happened?
He didn't check the box.
Little,
ooh. Yeah, little dude.
Yeah, little
dude. Damn. There's no amount of money that could fix that.
No.
No.
And that's like.
So what happened? You just couldn't do it? Like, what did you try for a little while?
Yeah, but it just sexually wasn't there. The chemistry was off. But great guy, smart, you know, financially doing well, but you know, nice body, everything, but just he didn't check that box.
Oh, damn it, man.
That's the main box you need to be checking.
That checked it to fill up the box.
That's a big box.
That's a big box. That's the high impact score, like your credit report. Like,
yeah.
That's the box that's going to mean the most.
And exactly. A little check.
Right, little check.
Yeah.
Do you think he knew?
Impact boxes?
Possibly.
Yeah. Like, should you be honest with somebody if that's the reason?
Oh, I'm not telling nobody that.
You not?
Nope. That they got a small dick.
I mean,
well, not that it's small, but that the sexual chemistry just isn't there.
It's not. We're not sexually compatible.
Yeah.
And what if he's like, why? What can I do?
Nothing. I mean, I think there are other ways that you can. I think there are other ways that you can pleasure somebody without just
for sure.
The intercourse. But you gotta like that person enough to be able to communicate that. Right. I think
That's the guys that make you wait. You know how some guys are like.
So
I promise you, if a guy doesn't try to have sex with you like
right
earlier on, it's because he has a small dick. Yeah, he's trying. It's the truth.
He's trying to get you to really, really, really like him first, so that when you get that,
right?
Because guys with big dicks, they be trying to pull it out.
They be trying to knock you over your head.
Quick. You know what I'm saying? They want you to know. But guys with little dicks, like they don't be spooning or nothing at first.
They want you to get to know them for who they are.
For who they are.
Before they, hit you with
they
the shrimp.
They want to make sure y'all have a connection.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They're great conversationalists. They watch every damn movie,
Our energy is just really working and it's so,
One that's that positive distraction.
That's right. Positive distraction.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. So what else? We got distracted.
Yeah. Positively distracted.
How did this go from positive distraction to small penises?
I don't know.
It's you. You took
no,
it there.
I didn't.
Ms. Cummings.
You did. You know that's my last name.
I know.
Hey.
All right. What else? There's five songs that we have.
And then there's Note to Self.
Okay.
That's the title of the song and the EP. And that is, that's like a love letter to yourself. So that's all about healing, respecting boundaries, you know, really setting yourself up to be in situations, not only with people, but also, you know, being able to love yourself and evolve.
Within.
Yeah, within. And then there's Runaway. So Runaway, I had this situation with this guy and we traveled. He had to go do something and he asked me to go with him. And you know how sometimes when you travel with guys or anybody, they really show their ass.
Absolutely.
Like you really get to see,
you
really get to see who a person is when you travel with them. And I've been dating this guy for like 3 months and we traveled. We went somewhere in Europe, showed his ass so bad that I was in my head, like, I got to get out of this room. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Morning came. I stayed up all night. I could not sleep because I was thinking of my escape.
Oh, wow.
It was that bad.
It was that bad.
Damn.
And so morning came, you know, they act like nothing ever happened. I'm like, all right. He got dressed. He was like, I'll meet you a little later for lunch or whatever. I was like, fine, great. He left. I jumped up, packed my bag. I didn't even have a flight I went straight to the airport
and bought one
out.
Thank God. And that's why money's important.
Hello.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so go ahead. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the runaway song. It's about it's about knowing when to leave. It's about respecting the red flags. I didn't respect them
because I talked to him. What were the red flags?
I know. That was too many.
Like what?
He came back and you was gone and what?
He came back and I was gone.
And you never told him again?
No, I told him. I was like, it's not working. It's, and he was like, you just left? I was like, yeah.
He had a little penis.
Gone. Nah, not even. And that's the problem, right? When they don't have a little penis, you want to stick around.
Yeah, you want to try to work it out.
You want to work shit out.
Yeah.
But sex is great. But what I'm saying, it was more mental for you with this issue.
Right.
You
couldn't just, let me think about it.
No, I was done.
Yeah, headspace wasn't there for
it. It was the last straw. And I was like, dick is not that important.
Right, at all.
Yeah, it's never that important.
Happiness and sanity is
once somebody fucks you over like that and you're all of a sudden they're just unattractive to you.
Right.
I feel like guys are better at fucking people that like they've had us, you know, if it was good sex, they'll still do it. But I feel like for women, once we in our head, like mentally get turned off,
when it's over, it's over for women. Mm-hmm. It's like you never even lived. You know, it's like
dead to me.
Dead.
That's the best. And that, and sometimes it's the best when you can finally get to that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because sometimes guys put you through so much that you're like looking forward to the time and period in your life when you can be like
at peace.
I don't even care anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because you spent so much time being so mad, so emotional, caring. And then when you finally, when that clicks, no going
so
back.
So true. But Runaway, I think women are really going to enjoy Runaway.
That's the worst thing when you go away with somebody.
I'm just enjoying the background story.
And
I can't
wait. The funny thing about Runaway is
I was packing real quick, I tried shoes on.
Right. But the beautiful thing about this song, it's a breakup song, but it's like comedy. I made a joke out of it. So it's like I'm growing and I'm flowing and I'm like, peace. And you know, and that's what really happened. Like I left and I flew to London. I flew into London and had a beautiful time with my girlfriends.
Had a time.
And I was posting shit on Instagram and he was hot. He was like, wow, you just left and now you're over there doing
that. You just ghosted me for London.
And sometimes you just got to do that.
I know. He probably woke up like, where is she?
Out. Haven't seen him
to this
day. That's
when you have to block and delete.
Done.
Yes. Wow. You know, I
like that story.
Until you said this, I didn't really consider this, but when your relationship ended, your career at that time as an artist did too. That's really hard.
Yeah,
like I never thought
but
about
that's
that
what I was
double,
trying to convey earlier. Like,
because I felt like in my head, I felt like you had just walked away and didn't want to do it. I didn't realize.
I felt legit blackballed. Totally blackballed. I had DJs like talk to me years later and they were like, yo, we were told not to play your record.
Damn. Oh, wow. That is insane. Like, why would anybody want you to not at least be able to
It was heartbreaking because, like, I've been doing music before I ever got into a relationship.
That's
or
how
got
you guys
married.
Met. You were
exactly
in the studio working.
And I was like, well, then what the fuck am I going to do? It's really a big part of it is why I started doing art, because I was like, I love doing art. This is what I'm gonna have to do. I can't really do music anymore because no one's gonna support it. So the whole streaming world started happening and I started understanding that. And I was like, oh, I can do this because I don't need a DJ to play my record. I don't need a station to, you know, I could just do my song, put it out. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And I'll just keep doing what I gotta do, you know? So that's the beauty about this new music era.
So during that time, financially, how were you?
I mean, I've always been good because I've always had like side hustles. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always working and doing things creatively to make money.
And the words that your mother put in your head stuck with
me hard.
Have your own.
Yeah, it's interesting because like Cassandra, in your book, Fearless Finances, you also talk about not feeling like you just didn't have your finances together, even though you were always working in that field.
Yeah.
For some reason, you just were not thriving the way that you are now.
Yeah, I think it was based on childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to a certain level, you get exposed to certain things. And you're like, okay, I got to get my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what happened, you know, because coming up in Oakland and in the streets and stuff like that, you move differently. And then when you get into corporate, you get your education, you get exposed to different things. You're like, okay, this is what I need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then the pieces start to fall in line.
Were you ever embarrassed to like tell people about your background and your family life?
I was. It was really hard for me because my mom, you know, she didn't graduate from high school. And then my dad was in the street. So I had to kind of put on these airs mm-hmm. that, you know, I came from a good family, good home, good background to sort of maneuver. But now, you know, I get two shits.
For real. Me.
Yeah. For real. Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, Jeezy, being that you also just came into some money, sold some property.
A little coin.
All right.
Yes. A little coin.
What are you thinking? I would love for you and Cassandra to like, you know, for her to actually, for you to read this book, first of all.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is my copy right here.
Yeah.
That's your copy.
And for you guys to even just like, for you to just learn some things. Because yeah. I do feel like, you know, for me, it's been a process too. It's not what I grew up knowing. Mashonda, mm-hmm. you've had it hammered into your head from an early age. Like, you got to have your own. Yeah. I feel like I didn't really have that, you mm-hmm. know, it's something that I learned, like, as I started making more money and then being able to negotiate for myself mm-hmm. and then just being around people, because who you surround yourself with is really important.
Very
too.
Greatest life hack.
Very important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, investment groups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so even like for me, working with Mashonda on things, like when she sends me something, because, you know, art is still something that I'm learning about, mm-hmm. but I know that I have a trusted person that is like, this person is going to be big. They're doing yeah. this, they're doing that, they're yeah. doing this. And she's like, you should buy something from this artist. Mm-hmm. And then I love the fact that they all respect her and know her too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so like, you know, to have people like drop by their artwork.
Yes.
And then, you know, things
they're
like,
always, artists are always excited to meet you. Like, yeah. You placed it with Angela Yee.
I mean, that trusted professional or that mm-hmm. trusted person is really good, because Davon got me into hotel investing. I now mm. own two hotels with her. I would have never done that.
And she keeps on telling me, Angela, when you get your first hotel, she doesn't right. tell me, you know, are you going to? She's like, so when you get your hotel.
Right. Yeah, right. I got my shirt, hotel owner, everything. Yes. So, nice. You know, I would have never been exposed to that had I not been exposed to people like her. Mm-hmm. So just knowing what circles, what rooms to run in, like you with the art, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you could buy some art from Mashonda.
I'll buy some art from Mashonda because I trust her by way of you, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So that was that was pretty much what happened with Davon. I met Davon through other people. Right. And I was like, okay, you know, I could cut a check to her to invest in these hotels. And so that's what I did. And I brought, you know, I put my girls on. Mm. So like five of us also got together and invested in the hotel. So that's the whole thing is that, you know, you learn about people by other people. Right.
Yeah. I think when you do the next Stocks and Stilettos conference, we should actually have an art component of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think if Mashonda curated an art show and then these women, because these women have money or, you know, they're very focused on their finances, they're on their way up or they already have it.
Yeah.
Because there's all different levels of women that actually come to the conference.
Yeah.
But I think that would be amazing. And they're all about that.
I love that.
Yeah, we could have, you know, something with our Queens of Capital. I have a group called Queens of Capital.
Wow.
And so some of them already, you know, they got deep pockets.
Yeah. Because I think one of my main issues always was every time when I was younger, I used to get money, I would spend it like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and then have nothing to show, for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
that's I think we all go through that.
Yeah.
And you got to. That's a part of it.
It's fun, you know.
Live a little.
It's fun for a little while. All right. So let me ask you this. When it comes to relationships, do you check with a guy about like his credit score or do you ask? I mean, if it's somebody you get serious with, because I do feel like it is important.
At a certain point, I mean, that's definitely a conversation that has to be had. You know, you want to make sure that you guys can do things equally.
Yeah.
You know, and that his credit score isn't going to affect you if you guys decide to purchase something together or tax stuff, whatever it is. So yeah, but not off top.
How soon should you wait until you be like, what's your
your credit score?
I think when you contemplate moving in with this person. I mean, because it's imperative if you're looking at building with this person, right?
Yeah, moving
you know?
In.
Or, yeah.
Or even starting business.
Starting a business, you know.
For sure.
When you're making like some huge financial strides with this person, you gotta be like, no,
would that
babe.
Deter you if their credit was fucked up?
Nah. Because, you know, if I love that person enough, I'm going to be like, look, babe, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, right. Credit is flexible.
You could clean up credit in like 30, 60, 90 days.
For sure.
You know, and then it's like, this is personal. Let's do the business credit, you know. Mm-hmm. So now you're starting up a whole new business situation. The personal you can clean up while you know, building up the business side of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what about this? Going into business with somebody you're dating, not married to, not engaged to, but somebody you're dating, because I feel like that's kind of a difficult thing.
It is. You know, I was helping my dude with his little line, MMOB, and then it's kind of like I had to pump my brakes because I'm just dating you, right? And so it's like, how far do I want to take this with you? And we're not married. Because you can easily, you know, blow up with this and then go off with another chick, right? Mm-hmm. So then you just got to like draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. You ain't going to be MMOBing with another bitch.
Right, that part. Right, that part.
Minding another bitch business. Right.
That's the worst feeling. Right. I did all that. I cleaned you up.
Right.
I you was all your shit up. Right. And now you with her.
Right. Now you MMOBing with this bitch. No, let that bitch start something with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Let her do the cleaning.
But you do still want to help somebody. Like,
it's such a fine line, man.
It is.
It's like, you really got to find
like
that shit.
It's like playing double dutch. You'd be like,
yeah.
In and out.
Because you do want to empower and inspire, right? The person you're with. But it's also like, you just never know the outcome.
Never know. Like, ain't no guarantee.
Like, Mashonda, could you curate this art show? Like, if you were dating a guy and then it turns out he's a...
Listen, people are... You know, I'd honestly say a lot of people are just looking for the opportunity. Of course, there might be love there. You know, they might find you attractive. All those things. But I still feel like there's some underlying just ways of people wanting to be able to find the opportunity for themselves, you know? So you got to just be careful.
Yeah. How do you feel about asking for help? Like from somebody that you're dating?
I'm okay with that. Yeah. But I'm not the type to ask for a lot. So okay. Even like with friends, like even like with you, right? It's like, Ange, I need your support with this one. Like, you know, I don't like bothering people.
Yeah, but so, I
have to get over that. I'm working on that.
I do the same thing though. I don't,
you know,
like to
I don't
ask
like bothering things. People, asking for stuff. I'm always the one helping people. Mm-hmm. So for me to ask is like weird, but I learned that we need each other. Like everybody, we need mm-hmm. each other in life to grow.
Yeah.
So a lot of that is ego too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Oh, for sure.
You want to seem like so independent.
Right.
Yeah. I've learned to get over that. I don't mind having a problem asking for help.
I've never had a problem asking.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have a problem. Especially for my significant other.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
But then I do have to watch how other people move because other people are opportunists.
Right.
Right. And so you have to, you know, feel their energy, see if they are about what they're about kind of thing, right? So that people aren't trying to take advantage of you.
That part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as we're finishing this up, I want to ask you ladies about bucket lists, right? Being that, you know, we're all at this point in our lives where we got our money, we're independent. There's certain things that we still haven't done that we would like to do. So what is something that you would say, Cassandra?
Miss Cummings.
That you want to do that you haven't done yet? Relationship-wise, sexually?
I would say I would want to have a threesome with two guys. Okay.
Come on, two guys.
Shout out AJ Johnson.
You sitting in that AJ Johnson seat.
AJ Johnson did that on her 50th birthday.
News. I'm getting close.
Okay. So you think you're going to make, you want it to be, would it be two guys who you like, know well, that know each other, or do you want it to be like
I don't know if I've thought it out that well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just two sexy guys.
That might do it for me.
All right. Cassandra Double Cummings.
You're wrong for that.
I feel like you can make that happen. Vegas would have been the perfect place.
Might have been. I mean, it's not something that I'm, you know, I'm just thinking about it.
Like
it's
something you haven't done that you want to do.
I haven't done.
Cox and stilettos.
Cox and stilettos.
You silly.
Cox and stocks.
I can't stand you, right?
She's like, a quick thinker.
Wow. I can't stand you.
All right, let's see how many DMs she gets. Give her no. Okay. All right, what about you, Gigi?
How do you follow up that?
Right? First of all, I can honestly say that I don't think that there's anything that I haven't tried that I want to try.
Shit, like, you done did it all.
I mean, the threesomes and the outside and the role play thanks to lip service. And I don't know. Yeah.
Have you ever made a movie?
Come on, Angela.
All right. But like a real movie, not just some video on your phone.
www.onlyfans.com/Show Me The Money. Hey, there's no porn on there, but you can definitely see me starring in my own film. Okay.
Movie.
I can say that I've, of course, pulled out the phone or propped the phone up and you know, in the middle of. But I've never like planned it out.
Like, that might be something good for you.
Yeah, right? So when you say movie, like, I feel like real production. Like, you know, the shower rod. So, like, plan it out.
Oh, my God. We know
that was a production.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like if I was with someone who we, you know, decided that that's what we wanted to do and really had a whole thought out, like, you know, really planned it out and directed the whole scene. Like, like real porn.
Let me know if you want me to write it.
Yeah.
That would be dope. I write
maybe
that for you.
Maybe you gave me my answer because I honestly don't know what I haven't done.
You have to get like Zane, one of the erotic.
Yes, what would your movie be like if you had to say this is what the movie's going to be about with the acting and everything? What would be the plot?
Now I got to think about that. Now you're going to have me thinking about that. I don't know. But I don't know.
Ooh, what about like selling your house? Maybe he's the buyer.
Yeah.
And no. Y'all she's like a real estate agent. A sexy real estate agent.
Yeah, you giving him a walkthrough, he's buying a house from you. No. And you're like, this is the room, man.
Yeah. No, I feel an international vibe.
Ooh.
I feel like an international vibe. I don't know, another country. Like not even like a Caribbean, because that's so like how Stella got her group. Right. That's so kind of cliche.
Yeah.
But more like if I'm like in Spain and meet this sexy, you know, or something. I don't know.
Like Dominique.
Okay. Yeah, right. And and I'm trying to buy property over there. And,
okay,
and,
we you know like what I'm saying? That.
Or invest in some hotels over right. there. And, you know, Puerto Rico. He's helping me with that. And then somehow we bust it open and get
she
to it.
She just said Spain. You said Puerto Rico.
That's too close.
But yeah, I honestly can say that I've had a lot of sexual experiences in a very good way.
You know, live life.
I'm very sexually pleased in my 40s.
That's
going good. Back to earlier when we was talking about what year you felt like you got to your sexual maturity. Mm. I want to agree with what you said in that 35 to 40 range.
Right.
I mm-hmm. really, you know, you felt myself
sexually
elevate,
liberated.
Sexually. Yeah, for
sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true though. When you first start having sex, you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Hell no. Just you're figuring it out, yeah. trying shit, right. doing shit you don't like till you figure out that right. you don't like it. Right. Right.
Hanging from the chandelier.
And guys don't know what they're doing either.
Mm-hmm. Too many of that.
It's an awkward time.
Yeah, too much of that.
What about you, Ms. Shonda? You're,
sexually?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always like envision, you know the song by Madonna, Justify My Love? Mm-hmm. Where she says, make love in a train, cross country. I see that.
He's so international.
That shit is, it just seems so fly.
So true.
Right? Like on a train going across like Italy and Spain.
Yes.
And just get one of those rooms, those suites ooh, on a okay. train.
That's actually on my bucket list.
Wait, see, okay, there you go.
Like, I want to travel by train in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have that experience.
I've never done that either.
Yeah, I want to have that experience.
I hope it's not overrated.
I don't think it's going to be overrated.
I just did the Napa wine train.
Oh, nice.
But we didn't do, you know, have sex on the train.
Did they have rooms? Was it like a
suite? We could have gotten one of those. Yeah.
We could have had some privacy if we needed some privacy.
Right. That's on my little list.
Yeah. All right. That sounds good. That sounds like a good job right there.
What about you?
Oh, on my bucket list? Let me see. That's funny because I didn't even think about myself.
Yeah. She never think about questions. Herself. She do this.
I'm right. over here Geppetto. Asking y'all questions. Uh-huh. What do I want to do? Let me think. Well, first of all, I definitely want to buy something in the islands. So mm-hmm. I would love to like buy a house and then be able to, you know, break it in.
Nice. Christen the new island.
Yeah, on an island. I'm not sure what island yet, though.
Ye Island.
But I've been looking. Oh, yeah, I would love to have my own island. Let's just go.
Ye Island.
Okay,
let's go.
Some big.
Possible.
You think it's big. You think it's too small.
I watched a clip of Tyler Perry. It was something that came down my timeline. And it was a clip of him saying that he bought himself an island in, I forgot where, but he said for his 40th birthday, he bought himself an island. And he was talking about how when he goes there, he's so disconnected from everything and he's able to just really focus on his work. And I'm like, I'm still stuck at bought myself an island.
Jay Prince on an island too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His is in Belize.
Nice. I like Belize.
All right, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy an island.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Maybe we should come together and do it.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe we should all come together and do it.
Right.
Because this is what we talk about, right? Collectively,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. putting our money in and investing in something and making something happen. And you're right, there are islands available.
There's a lot of islands.
That's how you have fearless finances. You right. just mm-hmm. go for that kind of
just
shit
do
right
it.
There.
Think yeah. big, bitch. All right, so when
yeah,
we do-
think big, bitch.
Think big, bitch. That's the name of this episode.
Right.
Well, Ms. Shonda, congratulations again. Note to self, October 28th.
Yes,
thank
I am
you.
Waiting
I'm so
on
excited
this positive distraction, girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to Positive Distractions.
Yes.
And of course, Cassandra, thank you so much for coming. Fearless Finances is available now.
Yes,
I read the book and I realized I'm in this book.
You are.
Yeah.
This so is about I'm about my to get on a plane to awesome. Vegas, of all places. So yeah. I'm going to read my book on the plane.
Okay.
Yeah she's excited for it. And I'm going to be on you, Gigi, about mm-hmm. these finances.
Yes, girl, please.
Because it is nice. I've met women that Cassandra has worked with that didn't know anything
yeah.
about investing and getting yeah. ready. And to see the progress that they've made. Like there's people who work for her now that were like, when I first got started working with Cassandra, I didn't know anything about this. And so that's why I really like people who I believe in, that I've seen like the efforts that they put in and I've mm-hmm. seen real results from people who, you know, have nothing to do with that. And
yeah,
so I think that's amazing to see that like a book like this, no matter where you're at in your investing journey, if you've never invested or thought about the future, mm-hmm. this is a great place for you to start.
Great.
Love that.
Thank you so much. Building wealth.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Cummings.
I'm starting Cummings.
Think big, bitch.
Think big, bitch.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women.
From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.